last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services advisor, combining global perspective with local understanding. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us. Ian, Conor McGregor, following last Friday's outcome of the civil action taken against him by Nikita Hand, is now facing the loss of revenue from his business interests. Tell us, please, about this.
Evening, Matt. Well, there has been a cascade of companies looking to ditch their associations with Conor McGregor. It started this morning when the Currency website reported that Musgraves, which is the wholesalers behind Supervalue, Centra, Mace and Daybreak, decided to delist the proper number 12 whiskey, which was set up by Conor McGregor a number of years ago, and he sold the majority stake in that business to the American company Proximo Group. Now, they'd be better known as the owner of the Bushmills distillery, and proper number 12 was something that Conor McGregor said would be selling millions of cases worldwide. Well, you won't be able to find it in Ireland pretty much soon, because not just has Musgraves decided not to stock it, we had BWG, the owners of the Spar franchise, but also Tesco and other supermarkets and off-license take the whiskey off their shelves today. But also another brand that is actually owned by Conor McGregor, which is Forged Irish Stout, that will no longer be for sale here in Ireland in a majority of off-licences around the country. And you can see the reputational damage these companies are looking to make sure that they are not associated with Conor McGregor. I think for the Proximo Group, I had a look on their website, they say that Conor McGregor will no longer be associated with the brand, but it's hard to see how he isn't, because if you look on the label of the proper number 12 whiskey, it's all about Conor McGregor. He's mentioned in it several times, so the association with Conor McGregor and this whiskey will be very hard to separate. There were reports a number of years ago that he sold that company that made that whiskey for several hundred million dollars. Well, I think the owners of it now may be looking at whether they can even continue selling it, such as the close association he has with it.
And I wonder though, is this going to happen internationally, or is it just a reaction in Ireland to what has happened?
Well, you would imagine, such as Conor McGregor's reputation around the world, that this story will travel. And as I said, Proximo are trying to disassociate themselves with Conor McGregor. We've seen other brands. We had that video game maker, IO Interactive. They have said he will no longer be part of that video game Hitman he's associated with. And there is also pressure, Matt, coming on Amazon Prime Video to remove the Roadhouse movie where he starred in it with Jake Gyllenhaal. There's been some social media commentary that that film should be withdrawn from Amazon Prime's website. So there will be lots of pressure on some of his other sponsorship deals. Conor McGregor, if you look at his Twitter bio, he only lists the two drinks names that I've just mentioned, but he does have other business interests. He's involved in a protein brand and also a clothing brand. And I think anybody who is associated with him will come under pressure. This story has gone around the world today, Matt. Yes, you're talking about some Irish retailers delisting it. I don't think that's going to dent the sales a huge amount. I think for the whiskey brand, it was always aimed at an international market. And I think lots of retailers around the world, lots of stockists who have it, will be looking at whether it is worthwhile. As I said, it's hard to separate out Conor McGregor from proper number 12 whiskey. It's all about his reputation and his story. And if he is tarnished and if his reputation is tarnished, what is the future value of that brand?
Okay, well, we'll see what happens in relation to that. He also has pubs, doesn't he, in Dublin?
He does. He has two pubs in Dublin. The best known of them is the Blackforge Inn. And he also has another pub whose name escapes me, Matt. And they will be very well known in the Crumlin and Drimna area, with people not too sure if there's been any boycott of them as to whether people have decided not to visit them because of his association with them. But we shall find out. As I said, there is a lot of online attention to all of the associations and all of the brands he has supported both now and in the past to make sure that they dish him as either an ambassador or any business involvement with them.
Okay. Look, just one other thing, and we have the time available to us. A lot of Irish fans of Manchester United Football Club are perhaps hoping that under new management, lots of new players will be purchased to try and improve the team. But is the money actually there to do it?
Yeah, coming up nearly on a year since Ineos took a stake in Manchester United, but its first quarter financial results today, which cover July, August and September, so we'll be a little bit quieter as the Premier League only kicks off back in August. Out today, revenue down 9% to €143 million, mostly because of a 20% drop in broadcast revenue. It started off in the Europa League this year. Of course, it was in the Champions League last year, so the revenue is a lot less. But even its sponsorship revenue dipped a little bit, down by around 5%. The company making a loss in that first quarter of $6.9 million. But they do say that they, because costs have come down, because they've made a lot of staff redundant, wage bill is down. They're still sticking with their forecast that they'll bring in around £650 million of revenue and be profitable for that financial year. But they must be worried, Matt, because, of course, matchday revenue goes up and down depending on the number of games you play, how many times you're in cup finals or cup games or league games, but it will be that sponsorship and broadcasting revenue that they will be keeping an eye on. So coming up onto nearly 1 year of that takeover, or the takeover of a big stake of it by Ineos at Manchester United, things not going well on the pitch and off the pitch. Not a great start to the year either.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word on Today FM.